Okay, welcome back everyone to the Athlete's Mind podcast. It has been a while since we've done an in-person interview. We've been doing a lot of online ones. Recently we had Jed Walter on, so at the moment we're just getting a lot of draft prospects on. Today I'm very excited for this one. WA talent, Lance Collard. Busy man, you've been on Brain Ethan today. Two podcasts in one day, all of Perth wants you. So, you know, we appreciate you taking the time. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah no problem. You know, because a lot of people love the footy episodes and it's always good to get some WA talent as well on here. So, yeah, thank you for coming on. We start every episode the same with the same question, and that's how did you actually get into footy? So where did the journey start? Did it start from a younger age or did you pick it up later on?
Yeah, started very young. Yeah, just loved it growing up. Watched it, like watching Buddy Franklin and Cirioli and all his idols. Yeah, made me love it. So, yeah.
So it was from a young age you sort of picked it up. I know you spent your junior times at North Beach, is that correct?
Yeah.
How was your time at that club? Obviously, you know, junior clubs can play a big role in players' development. So how did you find that down at the club?
Yeah, it was good. They picked me up. Yeah, just loved it down there. Mm. Culture's good down there. So, yeah, it's a good club.
Any good memories, like flags or anything you can...
No, we just fell short, yeah. So
yeah, that's right.
Flag down, unfortunately.
Because I know a lot of people go through their careers without winning a premiership in club or anything, but yeah, you know, that's all right. I've never won one from my junior days, but, you know, it happens. And were there any other sports you played, or was it solely footy as the focus?
I did a bit of baseball.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, yeah, and I just played basketball for fun, yeah.
It's yeah. How did you sort of get into baseball? That's a new one.
It's a couple of my mates from primary school played baseball. Yeah. And they just said if I wanted to go down and try it out.
Yeah, nice. Because, I mean, baseball is not overly popular in Australia, obviously. But, yeah, that's a new one. I've never actually heard any footy players play a bit of baseball. So that's good, man. And, you know, your whole footy journey, was there a particular point in time where you sort of knew that, like, okay, I've got the talent, I can take this somewhere to the next level? Or did you sort of always know that you wanted to take footy to a high level, or did you just want to play for fun?
Yeah, I wanted... My main goal ever since I've grown up is getting drafted. Mm. So, yeah, I loved it. And then... I think I just took it serious once I got a manager.
Yeah.
And I just thought, yeah, it's getting serious now.
If you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you got your manager?
I was 17 when I met with him.
Yep.
But I wasn't allowed to sign until after last year's draft.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. And that's sort of when things sort of got serious for you. Yeah. Because, yeah, it is around that, like, 15, 16, late teens years where footy gets very serious for players. You know, things start to happen and... Yes, that's awesome. And, you know, congratulations as well. You've been invited to the National Combine this year. A massive achievement. Only 12 guys get selected for. What was your reaction being selected for that?
I was a bit surprised. I didn't know if I was going to get picked because I ended up getting suspended a couple of weeks before that. But, yeah, when I found out, yeah, it was a bit of a relief and, yeah, happy.
And how did you sort of get along with some of the other boys? I know some to mention like Dan Curtin, Xavier Walsh, Colton Tholstrup. I mean, you play Subiaco with him. How'd you sort of bond with those other guys?
Yeah, it's my first year playing state, so they really got around me. Mm. And yeah, it's just a tight bond. Yeah,
it's good to have that connection with the other boys as well. And I believe it is at least 5 AFL clubs that have to be interested in you to be invited to the Combine. You don't have to say what clubs, you don't have to disclose any of that, of course. But how were the conversations with those clubs? Obviously, with the clubs that you did meet with, what did they sort of rate your skills and the good parts about your game?
Yeah, they just love my skills. Yeah, they love my talent. It's just really, they want to get to know more about you and about your life. So, yeah.
It's about your character, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very important. I know, like, even some guys that go to my school that in the draft conversation or that have graduated, a lot of times the school actually gets, like, phone calls from these clubs, like, asking about, oh, how is he as a bloke or anything. Because I think at the end of the day, it's about your dedication and commitment, you know? Yeah. Obviously, you've got the talent, but it's about your character. Now, I do want to ask you about your time at Subiaco Colts. Obviously, massive footy journey for you. You've had a very good run with them with consistent performances across all your games. How has the club sort of influenced your individual development?
So I was an underager and started with older boys. And I just basically learned off them, And then the younger boys coming up, role modelling them. Yeah, it's just been exciting.
Yeah, so when you sort of started playing with Subiaco, were at first. So how old were you when you actually got into the system?
16.
16, yeah. So did you know a lot of people going into that, or was it relatively new to you?
I just knew a little bit of a couple of the blokes, but not too much. So yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking going up.
And obviously with your position like a key forward, did the coaches sort of put you in that position, or have you always sort of played forward? How did that sort of come about?
I started off in the mid at the start of the year this year,
yep.
but then wasn't going too well. So they decided to put me back in forward line, had a chat to me, and yeah, that's where I'm staying now.
And you're loving it in the forward?
Yeah, just love kicking a bag every week.
It's always good, man, kicking goals. And you guys are sitting in the top five group, a very close competition in the Colts between all those sort of top four teams. Do you feel like it's anyone's game to win, and is there that belief of your team that you boys can finish off the season strong in the finals?
Yeah, it's a tight comp. Everyone's in it to win it, but yeah, I think I've spoke to a lot of people and they saying we're favourites. So yeah, we're looking like a good side to win it.
Subiaco have always been like pretty dominant. You guys beat Perth earlier this season, didn't you? Yeah, because Perth were undefeated. Yeah, you guys were the first ones to beat them. Yeah. How was that sort of experience beating them?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah,
yeah, it's good.
Just beating top of the ladder undefeated.
Yeah, it's good because I know I have a lot of mates that play for East Perth. And they versed Perth, and they came close to them. But yeah, Perth are a good side, man. It's like all those teams in like that top four, really, it's really tight. So, but yeah, I mean, I hope I am a Subiaco supporter, so I hope you guys take the win. But yeah, and in the Colts team, is there anyone in particular that you're sort of close with as mates, or out on the field you got good chemistry with?
Malachi Champion,
Malachi Champion, he's a good player.
Me and him we do unbelievable things on the field together. Yeah, it's just magical.
Yeah, Malachi Champ, he is a good player. I remember I was watching a Subiaco Colts game. Can't remember, I think it might have been last year. I remember my dad was like pointing out Malachi. He's like, he's a good player because he is a talent. So I think he actually sent in a question, which I'll ask you a bit later. But yeah, who would you sort of say brings the culture into the team? Like, if you can name any, who's like the funniest bloke on the team, would you say?
You got a lot of blokes, probably Cass Dunlop or Riley Mayfield. Funny blokes.
Funny guys, yeah. That's good. And I know I did actually want to mention Robert Hansen. I believe you're quite close with Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he actually went to my school. He graduated from Trinity, so it's awesome to see him playing in the AFL for North Melbourne. How is it sort of seeing like one of your close mates make it to that level? Does that sort of like motivate you to reach that level?
Yeah, it just makes you think like, you can do it yourself, because I was really close to him. We did a pre-season together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just makes me think it's only right there.
It's unreal, man. Like, because even for me, he's a couple years older than me, obviously, but seeing him on the field, I'm just like, it's just crazy seeing some of the guys that you know actually play at the highest level. Yeah. Like, did you go to the game that he debuted in?
Nah, I was actually crooked that day, so I missed out,
That's unfortunate. That's all right. But, yeah, no, that's good. Because I saw you went on the footy yarn with him a while ago. I did actually want to ask you as a whole, like the social media attention, how do you sort of deal with that? Because there's baseline footy posting, you know, footy yarn, podcasts like this, and getting closer to the draft, you get a bit of attention. Does that sometimes get to you, and how do you sort of deal with that?
I just don't think about it much. I just tell people, oh, there's still a lot of footy to go. Like, I just want to play my best footy, finish the season off best footy. Yeah. So, yeah, I just try not to think about it as much, because there's a lot of talk and, yeah, you just don't want to get catched up in it. So I just do 100%. My own thing.
Yeah, because I think it can sometimes get to your way, because, like, you got all these, like, especially nowadays, like Instagram accounts, like prospects and all that sort of stuff that post about you, and I think if you're sometimes a bit too involved in it, it can be bad for you. So it's good to have that balance as well. Now, something I did want to mention, I'm sure Brain Ethan probably mentioned this as well in your interview, but it was actually against West Perth. You kicked 6 goals. It was post on Baseline Footy. You know, that hype was sort of around you. How did you sort of feel like going into that game, and after you kicked a couple goals, did you know you were on, and did you sort of tell the boys, like, you know, give me the ball, I'm feeling it today? Or talk to us about the process of that game.
Yeah, so that was my first week back in forward line.
Yeah.
So yeah, just went in there, and then when I just started touching the footy and kicking goals, my coach just pulled us together and said, oh, Lance has got the hot hand today.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think everyone just started looking for me, and then yeah, I just started kicking goals.
Yeah, it was good, man. I mean, 6 goals, you know, it's can't ask for more, mate. Yeah. Like you said, kicking bags, no better feeling than that. So yeah, good on you. And, you know, playing at a high level footy that you do, It's sometimes good to have like a balance. Like we ask all of our prospects that come on and high level athletes that it's important to sort of have that balance between footy, social life, work, all the other stuff that you do. Do you sort of have any hobbies outside of footy that you like to go to take your mind off the game?
Just hanging around my mates, yeah. Maybe going to play some golf, shooting some hoops.
Golf's a big one, eh? Yeah. Especially with the footy guys. Like, do you play a bit of golf with the footy guys?
Yeah, a bit of golf with my mates, yeah.
It's good chemistry building as well, team building. So, yeah, I mean, hanging with the mates, big one. I want to talk to you about your State 18 experience. Obviously, you were selected in the under-18 squad this year. First off, congratulations, but how was your feeling of being selected and was that a goal for you coming into the year?
Yeah, it was a big one. I missed out last year because of injuries, but then, yeah, I worked hard this pre-season, got into the state summer squad. So, yeah, that really set me up, I think. And then, yeah, getting invited just was a big relief. Yeah,
it's a massive achievement for you. And I was looking at some of your highlights and it was a game against Victoria. You had 6 score involvements from 8 possessions, I believe. You know, so that shows that when you have the ball, you're doing the right thing with it. So that's what all teams look for. So explain your feelings like going into that game. You know, you were going against some big names, obviously Harley Reid and sort of stuff. Were you nervous sort of going into that game? And yeah, talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah, because I had my first 2 state games were pretty quiet. So I felt like I needed to turn it up. And just every time like our team needed something, the ball popped up in my hands.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just felt good that night.
And I think it was good for you as well because, and correct me if I'm wrong with this, but you did kick 2 behinds before your first goal. It was just good. Like I sort of saw like even the look on your face and your celebration when you kicked that goal. Like you didn't give up. Like, you know, you had the 2 behinds and you got the ball and ended up kicking the goal. So do you have like a sort of thought process that after you kicked those 2 behinds, you felt a bit down and you sort of need to make something happen? Or how did you sort of deal with missing the goals that you wanted to get?
Yeah, I just think of just keep hunting, yeah. If it doesn't happen, just keep hunting because then it will happen soon or later. Yeah,
100%. And holding that key forward position, and I know you mentioned some players before like Rioli, Buddy, you know, who are some players that you sort of base your game off in the AFL, whether that's past or current?
Big one would be Shay. Yeah, it's number one, Shay Bolton. Yeah, people just say that we play similar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big one for me.
Yeah, but he's a star, isn't he? He's very, very good player. I mean, I noticed you got a tattoo there, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that inspired by him or is it your own sort of thing? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, he's a great player, man, so that's good. Now, I have some personal questions for you. This sort of doesn't even have to be related to footy, but sort of who you look up to. So, in life, you know, who would you say is your biggest supporter? Doesn't even have to be in footy, whether that's family members, friends, coaches. I'm sure there's a long list. If you can narrow it down to a couple, who would you say it would be?
Probably my mum and nan. Big supporters. Yeah.
Is that like for footy and outside
of footy? Yeah, for footy and outside footy, yeah.
That's good, man. Now, for other athletes sort of trying to make it to a high level and the level that you've made it to in footy, what sort of advice would you give to them about, you know, not giving up and keep going to reach their goals?
Just work hard. Just get the extras over and done with. Whenever like others aren't doing extras, make sure you're doing extras.
Is that a big thing you've sort of learned? Like, do the extras always?
Yeah, right. Get the extras, especially going into this year.
Yeah,
you need the extras done. Yeah,
100%, man. And that I'm guessing that's definitely benefited you because you sort of when you say extras, do you mean like gym, running? Do you mean like every area?
Yeah, obviously I have the talent, but I need to get the extras done too.
Yeah, that big respect because, you know, you can always have the talent, but I think it's, like you said, it's always about the extras that you do that sets you apart from everyone else. And when you get to that level of state and, you know, AFL, everyone's sort of at a really good level. Everyone's there for a reason, but what sets you apart is the hard work. So, you know, good on you. Now, we do have a couple fan questions for you here. So I'm guessing you answered quite a few on Brain Ethan, of course, but we do have a couple. First one is from Riley Burton. Who's your favourite ruckman?
Yeah, Burto himself, He's a funny man. Yeah, I love Burto. Good bloke.
Good on him. And obviously your best mate, Malachi Champion. Who's your partner in crime?
Yeah, himself. Champo,
Yeah, good on you. And we do, just before we finish up, we do have some mental questions that we like to ask. Obviously, on the athlete's mind here, some big questions that we like to focus on is, you know, inside the mind. The first one we have for you is, with all the training you do, do you ever sort of feel mentally burnt out? And how do you sort of manage that?
I think I just talk to someone about it. Yeah. You can't just keep it to yourself because it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you like feel burnt out or something, just have a chat to someone or your coaches.
So do you like to talk to your friends or your mum, or who do you sort of like to go to for that?
I'd go to the coach, have a chat to him or my manager. Mm. Just say, like, I'm feeling burnt out, like, working too hard.
What do they sort of tell you when you tell them that you're sort of burnt out?
They maybe give me a rest or just have a chat to me, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's important that your coaches look out for you in that aspect. Yeah. And it's good to have those people around you because, you know, when you are feeling mentally burnt out, sometimes you do need to take a break, and there's nothing wrong with that. So that's good. And talking about preparation, how do you sort of mentally prepare for games? Is there any superstitions you have?
I love to have a chicken stir fry and rice for dinner. I've got to have that every Friday night.
Nice.
I used to have a pair of lucky boots, but they're broken now. So
that's all right.
Yeah, on the way to the game, I've got songs that I listen to in order. So
you got a specific playlist. Yeah. Any artists you want to mention that you listen to on there?
Scory will be a big one.
Oh yeah. That's all right. That what are you mentioned your boots? What favorite brand of boots do you wear?
Puma,
but I love Puma.
I've got to have Puma or I can't play.
Pumas are so good, man. I actually recently switched from, I used to have a pair of Pumas, they were so good, and I switched from Pumas to Nike boots, and my performance went down, so I'm blaming the boots. Pumas are great. And how do you sort of deal with a loss? Because obviously it can sometimes take a bit of a toll on you. How do you sort of manage that when you lose a game?
Just go to your coach and, like, ask him to show you some vision. It depends on, or maybe it's a team and you can work with the team and have a chat to the team. It's really,
so you and the boys watch a lot of tape at training and stuff like that. Especially after losses, I think it's good just to get a different point of view, see what you can improve on as an individual and as a team. That's awesome. And what sort of motivates you? Do you have a key motivation that you sort of think to when performing? And what I mean by this is, when things are hard or when things are going well, what is that sort of thing in the back of your mind that pushes you that extra mile?
Just think about my family, making them proud.
It's a big one, man, 100%. Because I think sometimes when you look to motivation, the things that you do for other people can sometimes just push you that bit further. So that's very important. Now, last question we have for you, obviously, November is the draft. I would say, like, what are your goals for this year? But AFL's looking likely for you, man. So what are you sort of looking forward to achieving this year? Do you have any goals in your mind?
Big one was getting drafted. Mm. But, my main goal right now is probably winning a flag with Subi, with the boys. That's my goal.
And you've never won a flag before, have you? Nah. Man, what an experience that would be for Colts as well.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome, man. So, that about wraps it up. I appreciate you coming on and taking the time today. It's always appreciated. Love doing the interviewing the prospects like yourself. Yeah. So, I wish you the best, man. Bright future ahead. Keep working hard. And, hopefully see you in the AFL. Be awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, good, man. Thanks. Everyone listening, just a quick update from myself. If you are listening to this, I know we have a lot of rugby fans that follow us. Go and check out our recent video. By the time this is out, this will be out on Sunday or Saturday. We partnered with the Western Force, which was an epic video. Go and check that out and go and show that bit of support. Go and follow Lance as well. And big future ahead for the young man. So catch you guys in the next episode of The Athlete's Mind. Thank you.